So, as we see that what's happening today on the news and everything like that with Palestine, how can Muslims of today deal with the despair caused by what's happening there? And what can we do to stay strong for them?
To move past the pain, like to ignore it and just move on with life, is criminal. It really is criminal. But unintentionally, you can be as ineffective, as unhelpful, if you are too consumed with the bad news. Right? Like when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam came back to the family of Ja'far ibn Abi Talib, his cousin, who was brutally killed at Mu'tah, he gave them time to grieve. And then he went up to them and said, "Don't cry over Ja'far anymore." He gave them a few days and told them, "Don't cry anymore." Right? Meaning, let's move with it, not past it, but move with it. We're going to have to sort of restore our functionality, restore our productivity, make sure more Muslims don't have to go through this. That's the whole idea, right? And so you will be equally ineffective if you're so consumed with the bad news that you're emotionally paralyzed, as the person that is so checked out of the news that they're irrelevant, right? And so that balancing act is a balancing act of consumption. You consuming less. It's not the first thing you just look at the morning, last thing you look at night, and all this other stuff. No, you should be as involved, as privy as you can be productive, right? And I, subhanAllah, I remember as a child, because you know this ummah has been going through a period of weakness for a while. And I remember as a child seeing, you know, Palestine, seeing Gaza. This is the fifth war on Gaza. People, a lot of people are just waking up now, which is amazing and wonderful. But this is the fifth war on Gaza in the last 20 years. Yeah. And then before that, there's Iraq and Afghanistan, or like in parallel, some of these wars. And then before that, it was Bosnia, right? And so I remember as a child, we had cable TV and Al Jazeera network, and it replays the same horrific image at the head of every hour. Like the news cycle was hourly because it's a satellite channel. And so I just realized, oh my God, how many times have I seen this? This like traumatic sight, truly traumatic sight. And so the amount you consume needs a filter. Okay? Everyone's got to figure out their own valve, their own balance, their own threshold. You know, some of the greatest activists have communicated in the last 6, 7 months their regret about being so consumed, thinking it's doing the right thing when it was actually slowing me down from doing far better things for the cause itself, not for like something else, not moving on to bigger and better things. No. And at the same time, that's so slowing some of this down, like being privy to what your valve, you know, should be adjusted to, but also bringing in the Quranic worldview. You need doses of the filter, the lens, the reference point. The problem of evil is not something you have to deal with on your own, and it's not something also that is supposed to be easy to deal with. Where do I get that reassurance from? From the Quran. The angel said, "Oh God, you're going to put on earth those that are going to spill blood on earth." He said, "I know what you don't know." Musa alayhi salam comes in Surah Al-Kahf, we read, "Why are you doing this? Why are you puncturing the ship? Why do you kill that kid? Why do you sort of not take payment from that? Those people were so stingy with us. They were horrible. Da, 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 da." And subhanAllah, even the prophets, right? So how do you give yourself stamina? It is by seeing this as well.